You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Take time today to listen to the show to really put some thought and different perspective in your life to show the values that you have and the value you have in life and how amazing your life truly is. And you know, fact number one is that we are on a planet spinning around in space, and that's pretty amazing in its own right. I mean, that's pretty cool. We watch movies about space exploration and stuff like that, but yet we kind of forget that we are kind of in space, right? Isn't that funny? You know, we watch movies about like spirit beings and different realms, and we forget the fact that we too are a spirit being in a different realm. Isn't that wild? And it's interesting how we forget about it because we're not like looking at Earth from above. We're in it. We're in the middle of it. We are in it. We are in here. And so we see everything as being in, we're like in the petri dish, right? We're right in the middle of it. We don't see how magnificent it is. Second fact is that we are spirit gods in a human form. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Wearing a human bodysuit, which is pretty cool too. Think about it. We watch movies about this kind of stuff and rarely realize that it's kind of us, right? Because we're so into it. We're so into how things seem and how things look. And we've created this dynamic that we have. And we have our house or our apartment or our condo. We have our dog or our cat. We're married. We're not married. We're gay. We're straight. Whatever. All that stuff. We figured out all that. But we rarely go outside of the realm bigger than that. We rarely go outside of that and say, wow, this is an amazing day. The earth is spinning around and I see the sun and, you know, gravity is still working. That's cool. And yeah, my bodysuit looks great, and yeah, and I'm a really smart, intuitive being that is highly intelligent and a very peaceful person. And when you finally get to realize that, all the minutia of day-to-day stuff, well, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. And I know some of you could be in some relationships right now that are tough. You might be in a marriage right now where you're dealing with an extremely manipulative, maybe narcissistic husband or wife. You know, some of you might say, hey, Ashley, I'm dealing with a son that's, you know, has a drug addiction problem or an alcohol problem. Or maybe currently I have an alcohol problem or drug addiction problem where I can't see the forest through the trees. And I understand that. But if you can just step back for just a moment on this show for right now, for just about, you know, an hour, you'll see how amazing you are. And I think your ability to get out of this addiction or your ability to find solutions for your son or your daughter or your ability to understand your marriage and determine if this is something you want to stay in is going to become crystal clear. Because once you realize who you are and where you are, you learn how to live accordingly. And you learn to understand what matters, what's valuable, what's not valuable, what you can take or leave, and when to move on. Because, you know, first things first, another fact is you come in on this life on your own and you leave on your own, and that's just the straight up truth. Now, somebody might die within a minute of you or 30 seconds of you or the same time within like a second, a quarter second. Somebody might be born at the same time as you within a quarter second, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but it ain't together, okay? And that means something. And I talk about this often because I think oftentimes a lot of people don't realize the value of their life, right? A lot of people don't realize how important it is to get to know oneself. Yeah, I mean, when you come on your own and you leave on your own, there's something about that. I mean, nothing else is like that in life, really. I mean, you go to school with a bunch of other people. You know, you go to college with a bunch of other people. You go to work usually with a bunch of other people. I'm kind of one of those loners at work. You know, it's kind of interesting, except for when I'm seeing clients. But for the most part, yeah, you know, And it's interesting how most of our events and stuff are group events for the most part. You know, you go to dinner with people, you eat with people, you do this, you do that. It's like a group event. You know, you're at the grocery store. There's a ton of people at the grocery store. I mean, it would be different if everywhere you went, it was just you. And so when you think about it from that perspective, rarely do we spend time getting to know ourselves. Rarely do we spend time getting to figure out who we are. Why? Because we don't have to. We don't have to because we're too mesmerized by all these people. We're too caught up in these group activities to realize that in the end, the only thing that matters is your relationship with self. And that relationship with self will either make you or break you. And once you realize these facts that I'm talking about today, you'll realize how amazing and how awesome your life truly is, because oftentimes we overlook the miracle that we are. We overlook how amazing our life is and how anything could have been a slight change could have changed things forever. I was in a conversation the other day with a friend of mine, and we were talking about how some people say that they believe that we don't choose our family or any of that when we come in. We're just given whoever we're given and we deal with it. And I understand, you know, from many perceptions and perspectives that a lot of people don't have the best of family, don't have the best parents or upbringing. They might have suffered throughout their childhood. And they would have much rather picked somebody else's mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, or much rather picked a different past that took place. And I agree with that, but I have a wonderment. I wonder if indeed, being that we're spirit soul gods, you know, coming into this planet, don't you think that we have possibly enough ability to pick what we want before we came into this lifetime, to choose what we wanted to learn this lifetime, to be able to choose hardships or dysfunctions to see if we could really focus and find purpose. You know, when we come into this life, most of our minds are erased for the most part. You'll hear about certain kids ever so often about how, you know, the kid was like 3 years old and was talking about World War II and stuff like that and had never seen any footage or know anything. And so I think, I wonder, you know, but I think that for the most of us, well, we come into this, I think we make choices before we enter and then we see how it plays out. It's kind of like a story. It's like a story. I don't know if you ever read those books back in the day in like elementary school, middle school, where you would get to the end of the chapter, and depending on what number you chose, it would, or what response you gave or what answer you gave would have you go to a different page. And so you kind of get all over the book instead of going straight forward through it. It would change what would happen at the end. It would change the outcome. And I think that our life is kind of like that in the beginning. And then throughout our life, we're able to make really cool choices, some of which we want to make, some of which we don't want to make. Some of which were hard to make and some were easier to make. And I think that shows us the power of our choices, the power of our word, and the power of our actions. And those together create a life of solidarity. And more we get more clear, direct, and on point with everything we say and do, everybody in our life and how we treat people and how we treat ourselves, we automatically begin to open up that realm of purpose and pursuits of happiness and be able to see more and more the magnificence of our life. Because I think until we start to realize certain inalienable rights that we have and things that we were given, we don't really understand the magnitude. We don't understand the magnitude of what we have here. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk more about what we have here, who we are as people. You know, being on a planet, a round planet, a sphere, a circular object, on this circular object, hurling through space, you know, rotating around the sun, I mean, this stuff's kind of a big deal. Okay, we're not on some TV set at Sony Pictures on a flat land with AstroTurf out there. It's just not what it is. And I think we have a tendency of forgetting where we are. We have a tendency of forgetting, and we look toward movies to give us that experience, that alien experience, or that new frontier or new lands experience. But really, we are that movie. We're all those movies. We might not be blue or yellow people, you know, like in the movies, they're like blue or yellow or green or whatever. We might not be that, but we're pretty close to that entire entire theory. It's like the script that we're running right now that we're unaware of, that we have this much magnificence and awesomeness in our life. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. Go and look at the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Read some of the latest blogs. Listen to some of the latest podcasts. And live your true life perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about the value in our life, seeing the value, no matter what's going on in your life right now, no matter what setbacks or issues you're dealing with. And the show's really going to, I think, give you some more hope in your life and really put a smile on your face, because quite honestly, the stuff that I'm talking about is, well, it's cool. And it's all about you. And it's all about me. And it's the stuff that we forget about. It's the stuff that we overlook. It's the stuff that we just kind of take for granted or don't really realize is really as big as it is. And I think that when we begin to think about this kind of stuff, it puts our life into perspective. You know, the first fact is that we are on a planet hurling through space. Think about that. Think about how amazing that is and how little bit of time you've probably ever thought about that. Isn't that weird? I mean, we're like in a space station, basically, on a planet that's hurling through space, rotating around a big fiery sun. But most of us don't ever think about that. You know, it's interesting. We also don't really think about fact two, is that we are spirit gods in a human form. We're in a human bodysuit. We don't think about that either. I don't know why we overlook all these big things. It's like we forget about that. And then we watch these movies on TV about these aliens and different planets and stuff, but we don't realize that's us. That's us. That's really us. Yeah, we might not be blue, but that's us. I mean, we are basically aliens on a planet out in the middle of nowhere in a certain solar system. And doesn't that make, does that kind of like go, wow, that's pretty amazing? And it's pretty amazing that we came on this planet. We were born in the womb of somebody, or your mom, another lady, somebody that you were adopted, whatever. And you showed up. And it's also interesting how we all have different lives. We all have different problems and issues. We all have great things about us that's different from other people. We have awesome attributes and traits and tendencies that other people don't have. And then you find some commonality. And then you got other people that you have no commonality with, or you just don't see it, even though we are all kind of connected to the one. But some people don't get to see that. So they cause a lot of violence and are very angry people and don't realize how valuable life is. And I find it interesting, though, when we're dealing with something that's very difficult and tough, something that really has us stressed out in life, we have a tendency of getting that tunnel vision. And what happens when we get that tunnel vision? What happens when we become full-on tunnel vision? Well, we kind of lose sight. We lose sight of our life. We lose sight of what matters. We lose sight of our truth. And all these things we lose sight of, and we forget how magnificent we truly are. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you were in an argument or a fight? with your husband or your wife or your friend, and you're just like, man, this sucks. My life sucks. I'm so over this crap. I just want to... When did you think that? And then, you know, all day was a blur, and you were upset and angry. But, I mean, really? Yes. Maybe there was an argument. Maybe there was even a falling out. But that's just one part. It's just one part of our life. That's really a blink of an eye in our reality. Recently, I started thinking about this, and this might help you in your life, is that when I'm in the middle of an argument or something that's not going my way, the first thing that I ask myself in my head is this going to affect me in 1 year? If it's not, okay. Is this going to affect me in 6 months? If it's not, okay. Is this going to affect me in 3 months? Is it? Maybe, maybe not. Is it going to affect me in a month? Maybe, maybe not. Most of the stuff that we deal with in our life that we get all freaked out about and up in arms about will dissipate within 30 to 60 days. Some of the stuff that we freak out about will dissipate in 5 days, 2 days, a day. And it's interesting how we let this stuff kind of bubble up and stress us out and take us off target, take us off purpose on a constant basis. We're like, why are we doing this? Why? Well, it's because we've lost sight of our true reality. We've actually lost sight of our true identity. So we've lost sight of reality. We've lost sight of identity. And we've kind of bought into what I call like a 3D, 2D formulation, where we feel like what we see is what we get, and that's all we get. And I know some of you out there are like, heck no, that's way more, you know, what you, the things that you don't see is what matter. And I agree with you on that. I think it's a combination, but as far as the spiritual realm is concerned, you're not going to always see that stuff. Now, you are going to see, like, serendipitous stuff, like things that come together, like similarities, like stuff that happens that just really, you had to really be on point to see it, and it really kind of take a miracle to have it happen. And it's interesting how certain things, when you are aware to it and you're awake to certain situations, when you begin to see things happening in front of your very eyes, and, you know, and a situation blooming in front of your very eyes, you begin to see the synchronicity of life. And synchronicities come when you realize the value of your life, right? Because you can't see the synchronicities, okay? You can't see the synchronicities without seeing the value of your life. And once you realize the value of your life, you begin to see the value of all lives around you. You also begin to see the value of Mother Earth. You begin to see the value of how you came into this planet. You begin to see the value of all subtleties that you never thought about. The subtleties in life are the most interesting. The subtleties of life are the most interesting. They're really the most profound. When we realize that, when we're able to see the subtleties in our life that are synchronicities, it really fortifies how awesome life is, and the power of our being, and the power of spirit, and the power of thought, and the power of words. But how much the power of thought is so vitally important. That power of thought can take us to the next level. That power of thought can put us down in the basement by tearing us apart. Our power of thought is what propels us or what holds us back. Our power of thought is our doctrine, our law, what we stand for, our life, really. Think about it. The stuff that's in your mind right now about you is how you think about you. It's how you feel about you. It's how you think about you, whether that's good or bad, whether that's happy or sad. Do you want to continue with the doctrine that you've chosen? Does that fit a spirit God? Does the doctrine that you've chosen to run your life, does that fit, is that fitting of a spirit God? Is that something that a spirit God should live up to? Do you believe in yourself? Do you not? Do you love yourself? Do you hate yourself? Think about it. And when you begin to realize the beauty that is your life and the amazing miracle it took to make you and where you come from, anything less than amazing is really quite a pity. And I understand that it's not that you constantly created that doctrine. A lot of us, you know, we were born into a family and we learned a lot, good, bad, and different. Some of that could be internal dialogue. Some of that was the creator of the dialogue, and then we went off with it on our own and made it even worse or better. You know, and the thing that I worked on, and that I work on with my clients too, is being able to find that broken record. And that broken record, well, that negative stream of consciousness and subconsciousness is very interesting. And the best way to find it is to find out what's not working in your life and the things that just seem to have always fallen apart. Because directly and indirectly, you have constantly said that those things will not work in your life. So you make the doctrine. So the things that you feel will never work or come to fruition, they're not going to, because you said that they won't. Because you are a spirit God. What you say is doctrine. Until you change negative doctrine, things won't change. You just get more of what you get. When I return, I'm going to be talking about how you can really focus on this miracle on a daily basis and overcome negativity in your life and really get your life on target. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I want you to take some time to learn what a miracle that you are. I want you to sit back and listen to the show and realize that you're a spirit God in a human body, in a human bodysuit, on a planet that is hurling through space, rotating around the sun. Holy hand grenade, Superman, that's kind of a big deal. Now really think about that. Let that set in. Let that set in and set in and set in and set in. And it would take you a while to really ponder this and realize the magnificence of it all. But, you know, we got to move on as far as time's concerned. Otherwise, we would just sit here for hours as you really ponder this, because then you go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because right now, it's like we're on sound stages. We're on flat stages with grass and trees, squirrels, people. Not really focusing on the fact that we're hurling through space. Not really focusing on the fact that I rented this human body. And that I came from somewhere else, and that I have a tendency of watching movies about space travel and aliens, but I don't realize that I am one. Very funny. It's very funny how we live our lives, isn't it? And it's more interesting, too, how we have all that stuff going for us, but yet we let ourselves be bogged down in the minutiae. We let ourselves be overwhelmed by the small stuff. We let ourselves feel down and out by the stuff that really, in the end, doesn't matter. And I'm not making light of any of your issues at all. This is a judge-free zone, always here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And as a therapist and a life coach, I don't ever put anybody down. I help. I reinforce. I show. I help present. And we work together to formulate an amazing life for you. And that's what really matters. But I have been bogged down with the minutiae. I have gotten the tunnel vision that makes me blind to the big life matters, to what matters, to my truth. Right? It blinds us because we get tunnel vision and we only see the small stuff and we get overwhelmed. We go, life sucks. Can't stand this. Everybody's life is better than mine. But that's not true. And we all have issues in this lifetime. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's like the hands we were dealt. Everybody has something. Nobody came to this lifetime with no problems. I'm going to tell you that. They might not have the problem now, but they're going to have a problem. Okay? You might have had a bunch of problems when you were young. You might have had a health condition that put you in the hospital as a young kid. And I can identify with that for sure. And you might have had to deal with a lot of the painstaking hard stuff in the beginning. Some people might have to deal with it in the middle of their life. Some toward the end. And I find it very interesting because I feel that we were all given these gifts in our life. And as long as we use these gifts to the best of our ability, we have done what we need to do. You know, because if you really think about like the Creator, if the Creator creates us all in His image or her image or the omniscient image or the air that you breathe image, right? Everybody gets these really cool qualities, and it's part of like a God molecule quality that is able to experience that. So in reality, the all-knowing God, right, that created all of us, is able to experience every aspect of life, every variable. It's almost like a lottery, you know, how many variables, you know, and you got the one winning ticket out of how many. Every variable at all times. So he's able to, he, omniscient, air you breathe, is always able to experience everything at all times, real time, right now. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And so if we are an offspring of that, then going back to what I was talking about before the break, what is up with our negative connotation? What is up with our negative broken record? What is up with putting ourselves down? Huh? Why do we do it? Because we've done it all our life. Why do we do it? Because we have low self-esteem. Why do we do it? Because our parents called us a loser or somebody called us a loser. Why do we do it? Well, we do it. And what happens? Well, it kind of takes us off target, right? And we don't feel ourselves. We don't feel that success. We don't have that drive. And in reality, we're almost trying to hide. And we're trying to hide our light because we see our light as being not good enough, not the proper light. We find fault in everything we do. We find fault in our actions and the way we look and the way we sound and what we do and the little amount of money we make or the more money we make or whatever it is. We find these problems within our life and that we feel takes us away from being perfect. We're not perfect. We're far from perfect. And there is no perfection, but isn't there? I know. What a weird perspective, right? You are perfect already because you were made that way. Now, choice and stuff like that is a very interesting thing because we can make some really good choices and we can make some real bonehead choices. I have made some bonehead choices in my life, so I am not saying that I am the innocent one at all times. I have chosen poorly. I have chosen wisely. I like to choose wisely more than poorly because poorly, well, it just sucks. Because you're taking yourself off target. Normally putting ourselves in a bad situation, making bad choices, not seeing things clearly. And I've realized that when we begin to realize the value we are, the spirit God that we are, why do we tamper with that, with drugs and alcohol and cigarette smoking? You know what I'm saying? And addictions are addictions, right? I mean, but why? I've been thinking more and more about the drinking concept, about how our whole universe, it seems like, not universe, I mean, it's a little grandiose. Like, our country and other countries, I think for the most part, our world is so big on the drinking. You know, everybody wants to get a drink. You want to get a drink? Let's go get a drink. You ready to go get a drink? Hey, call me when you get off work. Let's go get a drink. Hey, text me when you're leaving work so we can go get a drink. You ready to get a drink? Let's go get a drink. Come on, let's go get drinks. Everything's about drinking. Like, our pastime is about getting drunk. And it's like, I'm getting tired of that because I'm getting bored of it. Are you getting bored of it? I'm getting bored of it. It doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't do anything. I feel like it's a waste of time. I feel like I could be writing another book or doing something like that in the time that I'm spending, well, hanging out with people, drinking. And I feel like, would a spirit God just sit around and just waste a lot of their time at the bar? No. So why am I doing it? Why do I feel so, I don't know, so lazy, so bored, so incapable of doing anything else? I don't know. But I'm working on that. I'm going to start asking people if they want to go to the juice bar from now on. Or should we go take a walk? And I know people be like, yeah, won't be able to make it. But you never know. I think a lot of us are looking for a different alternative to the stuff that we've agreed to do for so long because we're tired of it. And I want to live a quality life. I want to be 80 years old and look like $1 million. I want my skin to look like $1 million or $1 billion. I guess by then you want to look like $1 billion, right? Yeah, I got it. And I want to look back and say, you know what? I did everything that I needed to do for my health, and I feel great. I feel great. And that might be not having a drink. And that might be, I mean, I don't smoke anymore. I used to smoke. For all you that do smoke, hey, I had to quit too. I went through it. And I'm not saying you have to quit. I'm not pushing that on you. But cigarette smoking, it's not very valuable. You know, it's kind of out of habit. It becomes an addiction out of habit a lot of times because it gives you something to do. You're bored. Sure, it gives me that little wake up, you know, that little, you know, tobacco, woo, wake up. But I mean, once I was able to get over it, I moved past it because it didn't give me value. It didn't add to my quality of life. Instead, it took away from my quality of life because anytime I wanted to smoke, I had to go outside. If I was at work, I had to go down the side of the building, walk over to like the shrubbery area, put my back to everybody because I was like feeling kind of weird that I'm the only one out there smoking. And, you know, it got kind of like not cool anymore. And even when it was cool, I mean, what were we doing? Just smoking a whole pack of cigarettes and sitting there? And I want to look at different perspectives in my life. I want to see things from a different perspective. I want to open my mind to all the things that I can do because I am on this planet and I got a good thing going. No matter what hardships and stuff you're dealing with, you do have a good thing going. I mean, you're here. It's kind of a big deal already. How do we make the most of our life on this planet? And how do we deal with the problems we have in our life and kind of get past that and go back to seeing our reality? Because I think that's important. That's the reason why I did today's show. And I'm going to be talking about this here in the last segment because there are things that you want to do on a daily basis to really focus on what matters and to not forget the miracle that you are because it puts everything into the positive perspective that it is. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. And two shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about taking time to see the value of your life, to realize who you truly are, the miracle that you are, being on a planet, a round spherical planet, hurling through space, rotating around the sun, being in a human body suit, a spirit god in a human body suit, walking this earth, driving your Honda or your Lexus or your sports utility vehicle. Very interesting. Think about it, how interesting it is. And we watch movies about aliens that come to different planets, and we're aliens that come to a planet. Might not be blue or, I don't know, or bright red, but we are. And it's funny how we kind of forget all this stuff that's our real, true reality. And how we begin to be tunnel visioned by whatever ails us, whatever problems we have, by being overwhelmed by stuff, the stresses in our life, the people in our life that are not adding to our quality of life, so on and so forth. It's a very interesting situation. So what can you do? Because I know we're all going to deal with things. We're going to deal with people that neglect us. We're going to deal with arguments. You're going to deal with people that manipulate you. You're going to deal with problems and setbacks at work and at home and in family. That's just part of this life. You know, to some degree. I mean, we got to choose wisely, make good, positive choices, healthy choices, you know. But this happens on this earth. That's kind of what part of this whole scientific experiment is. We are doing a scientific experiment, learning what it is to live in this body with our stuff and still create purpose and follow through. That is the end-all, be-all to life's existence, you know. And to learn and to love and to be is what we do, right? To learn, love, and be. And we do all this stuff. So how is it? What do we do on a day-to-day basis? What can you do on a day-to-day basis to deal with stuff that comes to you like this, stuff that's not very positive? How do you refocus your life and really see it? You know, the first thing that I recommend is when you're in a dispute, an argument, a fight, some sort of issue that's taking place, whatever that might be, is to really step back and ask yourself, is this going to be a problem in a year, right? We talked about this. Is it going to be a problem in 6 months, 3 months, a month, 2 weeks, 2 days, okay? Focus on that, because if it's less than a month, yeah, I mean, it might be a little painful, but it's really not. I mean, if it's more so, you got to really step back and really make a real conscientious choice and decision based on as much knowledge as you can possibly have. You know, the next thing is that when we get that tunnel vision, we have a tendency to see all our problems and none of the awesome things that are happening in our life. We don't see, besides the fact that we're a miracle and we're on this planet, we don't see any of that. And we don't even see the positive stuff in our life. So how can we see the miracle level stuff? We just don't see it. So I advise at that moment, no matter where you are, when you begin to feel down and out, is to walk outside, to go outside, to look up into the sky, and either you're looking at the clouds during the day and spend 5 minutes and you're like, oh, my neck hurts. You know what? Do it. Spend 5 minutes paying attention to the sky or spend 5 minutes paying attention to the stars and really looking out there and reminding yourself who you are, a spirit God in a human body. Within 5 minutes, whatever was bugging you is not going to necessarily be bugging you at all. You might even forget about it. And yeah, it's not like it's going to go away, but you know, the amount of energy and stress that we put on it can change. It's a very valuable technique to being able to not, to just not see it as much, but also to be able to remove ourselves emotionally and be able to respond accordingly, okay? So what I advise is literally going out there, looking at the sky for 5 minutes, looking at the stars for 5 minutes, looking at the clouds for 5 minutes, 5 minutes at least, and then focusing on who you are. Not the problem situation. Not the wife or husband of so-and-so. You know, not the mother of the kid that's having the problem. None of that. Focus on the fact that you are a spirit God in a human form on this planet that's swirling around space. And really focus on that. And thank God every day that you're here. And thank yourself for being a marvel that you're here. And that will begin to relieve any sort of stress that you have, and you'll be able to put things more into perspective when you're dealing with the minutia. Because mostly everything else is the minutia. Yes, the death of a loved one is painful. Yes, having roadblocks in our life suck. But we can either go into it one way or we can go into it on another way. You begin to see synchronicity. So the more and more that you remind yourself of the legend that you are, the more synchronicities that you begin to see. The more synchronicities that you are able to identify, you are able to rejoice in. And it's and they get magnified. They'll magnify more and more and more, and they'll happen more and more and more, and they'll happen and happen and happen when you're on the right target and you're being wise. And it's just amazing stuff. It's amazing stuff. And when you realize over and over again who you are, all of a sudden, it's like you get to that next thoughtful level. You become that entity, that human body entity, that's soul and spirit in human form, that gets it, sees it for what it is, allows it to be. And you're able to find other people on this planet who feel and think and love like you do. And the more you be able to understand who you are and the magnificence of it, the more love you have, the more giving you are as a person, the more giving you get back, because that's, we give, you know, we get what we give, the more understanding we have, and the more we can see how other people are living their lives similar to how we did before. There's no right or wrong, but there is the truth. And the truth will set you free. And this is the truth. I am speaking the truth. This is your truth. This is my truth. And it's up to you to see the truth and to act accordingly. And when you realize that and you understand that what's going in and out of your headset is extremely important, what you say to yourself is really important, because you're defining yourself every moment of every day. And when you realize the power you have over you and other people, you begin to understand reality. When you begin to understand that you can be your best friend and cheerleader, and you can love yourself and care about you, or you can be your worst enemy and you can hate yourself, when you get to understand the power of that and what that brings with it, you understand the whole game plan. You come in this world on your own and you leave on your own. Once you get to know yourself more and more, you'll be able to triumph over outside issues and be able to see them coming a mile away. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.